many of you will know the information, the knowledge held in this section. That's not the point. The point is, do I feel I need to be concerned about my future lives? Because if the answer is yes, we'll have thought about our future lives today. Not just in our formal practice, because of course in our formal practice, when we go for refuge, we generate renunciation, which necessarily is thinking about our future lives, but outside our formal practice. So the question is, why do I need to be concerned for my future lives? Why do I need to be concerned for my future lives? So I'll just pause, and you can mentally answer. Dogeshla gives us the answer. You can check your answer with respect to this answer. And please try to learn this as we're listening so that it goes into your memory. We need to be concerned for our future lives because the happiness and freedom of our future lives are more important than those of this life. So we need to be concerned for our future lives because the happiness and freedom, so when Geshe-la says freedom, he means freedom from suffering. Because the happiness and freedom of our future lives are more important than those of this life. So that's a view, that the happiness and freedom of our future lives are more important than those of this life. It's basic Buddhist view. So again, we need to check, do I have this view? Because this view isn't naturally coming. We have to apply effort to create this view through contemplating with logical reasoning and with Buddhist blessings. So what's the logic? Our present life is one single life. You know, we believe it's so important. You know, all our worries, stresses, difficulties are associated with the things of this life. If we really want to abandon worry, stress in this life, we need to think beyond the end of this life. So you check your worries. They come from an exaggerated importance for this one short life. We literally put all our eggs, this is a British expression, I think, we put all our eggs in one basket, this life. This life can disappear tonight, tomorrow, next week. But our future lives are endless. If you want to make a wise investment, put effort into the happiness and freedom of your future lives. If we died today, it would end today, but our future lives are countless and endless. So, you know, most people are concerned just with this life. You know, if wisdom was based on democracy, you'd just say, hands up, which you're more concerned about, this life or future lives. This life would win. I think that's an indication of why our world is in the state it's in. Because focusing on this life alone is coming from our ignorance. When this life is over, it is too late to work for the happiness and freedom of the lives that are necessarily coming. We've missed the opportunity. So Geshe-la says, we know most people, everyone in our family, for example, most people are concerned only with this life. Not with future lives. So you can ask yourself, do you know anybody not associated with here that's concerned with future lives? No one in our society is thinking about after death. So therefore they neglect the happiness and freedom of their countless future lives. So why is this? Why do people not think this is only one short life? I need to not neglect the happiness and freedom of future lives. Why? Because they don't believe in future lives. Most of our society, I am speaking about Britain, because different countries have different karmic tendencies. But in this society, people don't believe in future lives. Most people. So we need, as I explained in the first week, we need to be able to explain these things with logic. Geshe-la's requesting us, please help people understand with logical reasoning. So if these things are presented clearly, logically, step by step, it's very straightforward to understand about the existence of future lives.